Okay, hi. It's Jade, and I'm here to answer Dante's 50 questions. Yes, cool. Number one, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? No. Two, do you have a crush on a member of this community? Yes. It's not who Rose thinks, so if you're listening to this, Number three, who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Like a movie star? Or... Oh, I really can't think of a person. Yikes. Probably, Lana Del Rey? Okay, four, have you given or received anal IRL? Never. Never, but I want to try. Number five, would you rather give or receive oral sex? I think I'd rather receive. Number six, what is your favorite tag? Cream pie, I guess? Seven, is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? Probably something with handcuffs, if that's a tag, I guess. Sorry, I meant, blindfold. Alright, number eight, are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, I'm pretty wholesome in real life. Number nine, have you ever fucked in a car? No. Number ten, do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? I think I'm more of a vanilla person, but I find myself listening to rougher audios just because, sometimes they make me beg. Number 11, does anyone in your real life know that you write or record here? Yes, my best friend. But she still looks at me the same way, so. Number 12, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? Bubblegum, definitely. Or green tea. 13, do you pronounce aunt? Do you pronounce, yeah, aunt. It's not aunt. I used to pronounce it as aunt when I was younger. Number 14, name your favorite video game, if any. I used to play Minecraft when I was younger, just so I could own dogs, like breed as many wolves. Because my dad wouldn't let me keep pets. 15, can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? No. But I wouldn't mind trying. 16, what is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. Ooh, I can actually roll my tongue into a clover, but I don't know if that's relevant. So yes. Cool. 17, what direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I have no idea. Like, when you think about it, isn't it all, relative to where you're facing, sort of? To, like, yeah, I don't know. 18, if you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? My lamp. My lamp would be damaged. 19, what is your alcoholic drink of choice? Look, I'm such a lightweight, right? I only drink vodka cruisers and then I'm dead. I know it's like a girly girl's drink, like a high school girl's drink, but like, that is definitely what I'm drinking at a party. So I wouldn't make a fool of myself. But like, if I'm with the boys, then I'd get vodka cranberry. Because it's sweet. Like me, JK. That was the cringiest thing I've ever said. 20, what alcoholic drink will you never drink again? Soju. Hands down, soju. I almost died. No, thank you. 21, do you drink alcohol straight? Yes. If it's vodka, yes. 22, have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? No. 23, favorite sex position? Least favorite sex position? I think, favorite sex position would be, I can't tell between, like, doggy style and, like, cowgirl. Least favorite sex position? I don't actually have one. Yeah, probably like missionary, like eagle. That's so hot, but like missionary is just really boring, I guess. Oh my god, I've lost my place. Okay, 24, are you currently a Dom sub or a Switch? So I think I'm a Switch, like, obviously when I listen to audios, I like being the sub, but like when I make them, I become the Dom, and plus, I can't really tell, so. Alright, 25, do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? I do. But like last year I thought I was straight. And I listened to like FRM videos, audios, just to see what like it was like with the other girls, how they were doing their audios. But I recently discovered that I'm bi, so I have no idea. 26, have you had some same sex erotic experience IRL? If no, would you want to try one? I've made out with a girl twice, so I don't know if that counts. Yay. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I guess but like probably just the genitals, right? What brought you to this community? I really can't remember. I think it was this guy, the bumbling British bloke who made like safer work audios that were so wholesome, but somehow I ended up here. What keeps you here? Validation. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios, how would you describe why you do it? I have no idea. I tell them it's better than me running around and sleeping with different boys because my family is sort of conservative, so I don't know. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. No, I cannot whistle. My brother can, and I'm very jealous. Can you use chopsticks? Yes, I can. Except when I'm eating ramen. Because then I end up like knocking the chopsticks off of the table. Like, I've actually done this on several different dates. So that's not a good time. 33, do you say soda pop a coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? I think I say soda, but if it's like coke, then it's coke. Like Coca-Cola, coke. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Okay, funny story. Last concert I went to, I was 13, 14, and it was a One Direction concert. Please don't tell anyone. Okay, cool. 35. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No. That sounds painful. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? I do not vote because I was abroad during the elections. The last elections. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Definitely. Broccoli, yes. Butter or margarine? Butter, vegan, vegetarian, or carnivore? Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? The Amazing World of Gumball. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? Yes. What is your favorite part of sex? When I come. Performance use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Oh my god, like, I don't know. Sometimes it differs, like when I'm doing a sub one, like it tends to sound more fabricated, and when I listen to it, I cringe. But if it's like a dom one, right, it's so close to like reality that I get turned on. And after, it's almost like actually having an orgasm. And yeah, I need like a minute to breathe. Even though I'm not doing anything, you know, even though it's all like fake. Writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one? That's better, definitely. 47, vagina eaters, what's your best technique for dry women? I've never eaten pussy. 48, cocksuckers, I actually really don't know how to do a blowjob. 49, do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I think I have one stuffed animal. It's like a dumb duck with like eyeliner, and this person I was talking to was like, hey, it kind of looks like you. You always have those winged liners around your eyes. It's cute in a cute way. So, yes. 50. Think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? Okay, like, you'd say the Eiffel Tower, right? Because it's, like, very popular, but I think it'd be painful, but also I'm into floor sex, so maybe the Eiffel Tower. And plus, since I study psychology, here's a tip, like, if you want to make someone more attracted to you, someone you're dating, like, you're supposed to scare them. They did the study where if you, stand, like, on an elevated space over, like, solid ground, people will tend to, like, attribute the arousal, like, the fear they feel, the beating heart, and everything to you, so they think you're making them feel this way, and they think they're aroused by you, and they'll like you better. So, yeah, definitely the Eiffel Tower. Alright, cool. Thanks for listening, guys.